views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 7:05 on July the 23rd. Get over here closer. Put your hand out. Put your hand out, Bad Bob. There. Slap you again. Now you let a whole weekend slide by.
I need my headphones up.
You need your headphones up?
Oh, we're going to... Here we go. Get adjusted.
Sorry. But let me finish here. Okay. I realize you've been a whole weekend without talking on the talking on the microphone, but I do have a little patter I'm supposed to do here. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room. We're going to have a wide-open show today. We want to talk about trying to catch up on a lot of things that are happening in our state, things that maybe are bothering you in our nation, of course, around the world. And there's a lot of things that happen just around here. But first, you know who we always start the week off with? Bad Bob.
Good morning. You've already broken your pattern. You usually start out with that kind of warm-up noise. Of, good morning.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? I was already cleared hot to roll in on this one.
Let's get ready to roll.
I go, okay. First of all, just
good morning.
Starts me up that way. But, you know, I just thought I'd start. You know, this is what happens when you try something new. You try something new, you know, and do you get slapped down?
Well, that's a matter of opinion.
I guess it's what you're starting new would be dangerous sometimes.
No, I think that you just don't care what people think and you move forward.
I care what you think. Because if I don't, I may never wake up when I go to sleep at night. But speaking of weather...
What does that have anything to do with you? Okay, that's the Monday morning, like, weird segue. Currently 73 degrees. Talking about trying something new. Let's go back to Friday. Okay. Let's go back to starting something new. That's my segue. And to Friday, why we weren't here. And we appreciate, of course, Sharon Wilrainius. And we appreciate John Dixon. And we
appreciate Jake
from the, you know, Patriot Gold and Silver guy. And just you, our loyal listeners. We just appreciate you. So we had committed to, Dick Fighton. He's another one you don't say no to. You know, Dick Fighton will put together this golf tournament for the Salvation Army. And, he said, yeah, now you guys are going to do a foursome, right? KCNR is going to do a foursome. Well, I have to share with you, our listeners, I have never played golf in my life. I mean, I hit a ball in Pennsylvania back in the 80s. How's that? With a guy named Sox who owned a golf course. Okay.
You know what?
Okay,
there'll be questions.
You cannot make these stories up.
Questions after the show about who Sox is.
No, his name was, owned the golf course. He was professional and no, I didn't date him. So there. He was somebody, anyway. Here we are at Riverview Country Club. Car. I was really excited about driving the car, but there's three of us.
There were four of us.
Well, there's four. It's four, including me, the driver, but I wasn't going to play. So we get there and I go, oh, well, you can putt around. And next thing I was in playing, you know, it was best ball and I'm in the ninth hole. I'm on the 10th hole. I thought I might as well have gone on a 10-hour mule ride and then backed into the mule and let him kick me a few times. I couldn't believe how tough. And, you know, 18 holes is a lot, but, you know, it was a beautiful, it was hot, but it was a beautiful, I'm glad, I'm sure they raised a lot of money, but we finally got in around 2 o'clock in the dining room.
And you were the last ones off the course for some reason.
Because moi had to, you know, I was hacking away. I hacked away. What are the things they call when the grass comes up? What are they called?
In this case, it was excavating. Most people, they hit divots. You were digging. In fact, they've got two swimming pools out on the 18th.
Where Linda
she dug her way from the tee to the.
You've got to start somewhere. somewhere, and I was in there, and I wasn't gonna. Once
fine.
I started, I wasn't gonna stop.
You know what? You did fine. And in fact, on three different holes, you won. You won that by the way you were putting. Your putting was great.
And I think what really hit me was the tragedy that happened the day before. All those things we're going to be talking about this morning, you know, and what did you do over the weekend? And there were so many things.
We want to talk about the $54 million hidden in the California Parks and Recs, you know, the National Parks Fund, which caused people to resign and get fired. We're going to talk about, of course, the music festival, what happened there. But first, we're going to talk to Josh Wiley from Wells Fargo and tell us what's happening back in Wall Street. Josh, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, good morning. We have red screens across the board this morning. Uncertainties over stability in the EU were heightened after the German vice chancellor voiced skepticism over Greece's ability to meet its bailout commitments. Currently, the Dow's down 220 points at 12,601, while the NASDAQ is down 65 at 2,860, and the S&P 500 is down 23 at 1,338. Oil's down $3.41 at $88.42 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.49%. Gold's down $14 at $1,568, while silver's down 47 cents at $26.82 an ounce. Some more actively traded stocks this morning. Bank of America is down 16 cents at $6.91. Big Blue's down $3.67 at $188.78, while J.P. Morgan's down 8 pennies at $33.82. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh. Hey, Josh. They issue you all flak jackets.
What's that?
They issue you all helmets and flak jackets occasionally.
They should.
Whoa.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We really appreciate these updates.
Can you just see that?
Oh.
When he said there's red
screens.
I was like,
I've never heard that.
Does that mean?
I've never heard that term, but you know what? They can't be too good. So, but you know what? The guys down at, the men and women down at Wells Fargo Advisors are there to help you and guide you through this minefield. The economy is so interdependent with the other rest of the world that
it's also
when something
M-I-N-D.
Goes down, yeah. And when the economy starts having all these problems in these other countries, and it, of course it impacts on us. But we're going to talk about that, about the poverty level is rising here in the United States, But we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Every day a vacation day in Wind River Casino and play the group therapy Swipe to Win. Here you have a chance to win a 2012 Bennington patio boat. Swipe to win. Play to win. Stay to win. Make this patio boat you and your friends' relaxation station for the summer. Giving away over $40,000 in prizes. The more you play, the more chances you have to win. Take the whole group. Fun in the sun for everyone. We are the only local entertainment destination in Northern California. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. It's easy. Just use your free River Club card daily. Don't miss your chance to win free slot play or free gas at weekly drawings on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The big giveaway is on Tuesday, July 31st at 9:30 p.m., where you can win your very own Bennington patio boat. Free slot play or free gas. Summer therapy for the whole group. For details on Wind River's group therapy Swipe to Win promotion, log on to windriver.com. Better yet, head down to Wind River Casino and check out your brand new Bennington patio boat. Swipe to win. Play to win. Stay to win. It's better on the river.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Redding says, "The people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car." Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsredding.com.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Wow, Sugar Bear. I guess people really are excited for Clobster Fest at Black Bear Diner.
Can't say I blame them, can you?
Nope, not when they can have delicious one-of-a-kind dishes like creamy macaroni and cheese topped with garlic butter sautéed lobster sensations. Or how about our lobster eggs benedict with fresh asparagus? We're going to serve that all day long.
Well, don't forget our lobster chop salad with bacon ranch dressing and the very best thing that's ever been placed on a tortilla, spicy lobster tacos.
Righto. And starting at just $9.99, I guess we're going to have a big crowd on our hands, Sugar. Well, better open the door. Give me the key.
I don't have the key. I thought you had it.
What? I don't have the key. You always are the one that...
Lobster Fest, a unique seafood experience for a limited time only at Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:16 in the morning.
I like that Bob
July
music.
The 23rd. Today's portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Hop into Espresso Joe's, get that great coffee. It's fixed any way you want it. Or the icy drinks later on today when it hits 100. Also, over at Espresso Joe's. Also into the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Right there, they will meet or beat any tobacco prices. And Joe and Shelley have done so much for our community. I mean, 35 years of supporting our community. Joe was in a motorcycle wreck and is still recovering from that. So our shout-outs to Joe today.
Many prayers. This is our, of course, the Monday, the 23rd of, gosh, I can't believe it. 7:17 in the morning. In the next hour, we are going to be giving away theater tickets. This morning, I know that we were really hot on talking about a movie that we know we're still following the tragedy of the events of Thursday night. This guy comes in and...
Colorado?
Yeah. Let's go ahead. You shoot from your perspective.
No. I want to talk about that one at 8 o'clock because we want to talk gun control then. And, you know, is there a time now to maybe start looking at restricting guns? But now we're just going to talk about a movie that we saw. The movie, which is what was the crux of what happened. It happened at this movie. It was Dark Knight Rises or something like that. But the Dark Knight, the latest Batman movie. And we expect, and we went there. First of all, I've never had to do this before. When you sit down, as people are walking, you're kind of looking at them, see if that's popcorn they've got in their hand. I expected a different type of movie. I expected a very dark, dismal, without hope type movie from what people had said. People are trying to draw parallels between the Occupy Now group, Bain, corporation that Romney had, considering that they made this movie, a couple of years ago. A couple of years to make this movie? From the time they start.
Probably something like
that. So all that is just hyperbole like you can't believe. What was the one thing? What was the one thing that you took out of this?
There were some wonderful, one-liner comments about, anyone can be a hero. It just takes caring. I mean, there were subliminal, they weren't just subliminal. They were out and right, Batman and Robin comments. One of the guys, you'll find out that grew up in a kid's home from, his parents, basically killing each other, grew up to be a good guy. And, I think that's what there is hope and that we can never lose hope. And, I'm sure, and we're going to talk about the tragedies of Thursday night, those families through the tragedy, hopefully, as we pray, to help comfort the families of those people who lost the lives of their loved ones, that there's some kind of hope or promise that comes from the tragedy.
And I think that's when we're comparing, it's hard to compare movies because they're all so fake. But the thing about this was that I looked at it, and it says here one person can make a difference. One person, you know, taking an injured person aside and just giving them a coat can make a difference in their lives, such a difference that then sets it off. And that you can succeed if you risk, if you take a risk. If you stay back at the bottom, if you stay back with the bottom and just cheer that one person, you're not going anywhere. They are. They leave. They can escape. And tenacity, not stopping. When things look the worst, when things are down, not to roll over and quit, but to keep moving forward, to keep trying. You know, and I don't know if other people will get this out of that movie, but I did. And again, it's just a movie, but those are some of the things I see out of it. I didn't see political messages, except, you know, they started into like the French Revolution, you know, at one point where they were taking people and just, you know, and condemning them to death. Okay. Anyway, we're going to take a break. We got to catch back up. Let's do our break and come back. There's a lot of other things that we're going to talk about today too. Got a lot of things we want to catch up on and things that you're interested in. Give us a call. What's going on? Has anybody else seen the movie? Did you get that out of that movie? Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio.
Signs, that's right, Woodland Signs has your signs. Big signs,
we do them.
Vehicle wraps,
we do them.
If it's a sign,
we do them.
Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign.
Side of Monster Truck Reed, could you redo that, please? Thank you.
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work done, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, and all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl to architectural, to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps, to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we're fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install it when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing for many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot. And in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Are you tired of searching for the perfect bathing suit? Wouldn't it be great if there was a custom fitting room where you could design your very own swimsuit and pick out your own material? Somewhere that would make a bathing suit that is 100% yours? Wild Iris Custom Swimwear is just that place. No matter your style or body type, Wild Iris, where you can let your imagination begin. 3609 Bocelli Lane, Suite I. Call 221-4747 today for your perfect fit.
Come join the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. Celebrate summer, celebrate life, enjoy good friends, good food, and good wine for the first annual Wine and Dine at Bernsini Vineyard. All proceeds benefit the Northern California Veterans Museum for the new Liberty Park to be located at the Reading Municipal Airport. Tickets are $35 each. You can call the museum at 378-2280. That's 378-2280. Come join us for a great evening and for a great cause.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Carl and the Bot, 7:25 in the morning. Yeah. Hey, by the way, Sheriff Thomas Stengel is going to make a big announcement today. Yeah. About 9 o'clock. Yeah. A big announcement. Hey, you know what? The Jukebox Festival. You know what? The Jukebox Festival, which we thought, what a great idea. We didn't have anything to do with it, but it was a great idea because here was a chance for to bring some really big-name acts here. Alan Jackson, Pam Tillis, Scotty McCreery, and a bunch of others for 3 days of music and fun in the sun.
Ricky Skaggs.
Ricky Skaggs. Ended.
Abruptly.
Somewhat disastrously, if we can say that. At 3 o'clock yesterday, you know, I saw where it said, hey, they're shutting it down. They're canceling tonight's performance. And then from then on, it was just, you know, people on Facebook, people Twittering, people sending texts, looking at Reading.com, their little blogs there. There was so much misinformation going out, of course, on the Reading.com, including one person who just, you know, just completely would, you know, if there was anything that you could possibly blame an entertainer for, that person would do it. But if...
May I?
Yeah.
Okay, Friday night. We were given...
Yeah, okay.
I was given 3 tickets. And Friday night, I wanted to see Scotty McCreery. So I, you know, cleared my schedule, took a couple girlfriends that you want to go. And we drove down to Anderson and parked. And obviously we walked through the door and they gave you 3 bracelets that would be, because the tickets were for a 3-day pass. So you got a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night bracelet. So you could pass it on, which I think is great. You need to fill the seats. And we want people from all over the music, all over the world who are in country music, when they come here to think, wow, we've got a great, abundance of people that love country music. And I spent 5 years in Nashville, and used to kind of really be close to this, I was at Fanfare several times, and I know thousands, it draws in thousands of people. I mean, country fans are diehard people. They are they are loyal to the bone. So we walked around and saw so many vendors. I didn't realize that in it was like going to the fair, vendor after vendor after vendor that brought stuff in, and, of course, food, the fair, there was... You know, the pony rides and all this stuff is going on in the fairway, as well as 3 stages that were stacked. So there was constant entertainment going on. And camp people would come and they camped. So you had RVs and you had tents and you had people that had come from all different places to camp there and make it a 3-day stay. Well, so Friday night went off really well. Scotty McCreery was fabulous. It was hot, but after a certain period of time, when it got cooler.
Yeah, and Saturday was off okay, and then at 3 o'clock on Sunday, they shut down the fairgrounds, according to Jackson's website, and also Jukebox. Well, they're kind of saying 2 different things, but the same thing. Jackson said after a series of emails with the promoter that unfortunately they were going to have to cancel and head back, unfortunately the show was canceled and they were going to have to head down to L.A.
We'd like to hear from you. Yeah, were you there? What did you think?
And then at the same time, Ricky Skaggs was canceled, and then Pam Tillis came out and sat on the stage and sang 2 or 3 songs, and then she left. And then you hear all the rumors that Alan Jackson had been given a check for $112,000, and that wasn't enough. That wasn't the full amount, and that he then walked. Somebody said they'd seen him. He handed the check. Of course. And Linda, you've been a lot more into the entertainment world, and you've been with those big things. I don't think the entertainers get handed a check themselves. No. I think it's I think managers get it and all this. I don't think I don't think Alan Jackson was here. I mean, his gang was here, and they're all getting ready to set up because they've been here for a day. And if he was here, it's because he flew in the morning.
That's evidently the rumor.
But there's all types of rumors. Yes. Now, one thing is Alan Foligno, who is the promoter on this, has put together other shows here that were successful. And you know what? He gives a lot of money back into the community.
We need to hear what Alan,
you know, was saying too about it. Because Alan donates a lot of what he makes back into the community to good causes. You know, in this case, you know, the Order of the Purple Heart, and others that where he stands up and he makes money, but then he shares it in the community.
Well, we do want to hear from
people need an explanation on what happened so they can move forward. This, you know, how do they get their money back? And there's a lot of people that were hit on this. We'll be right back after these messages. If it impacted on you, if you were out there yesterday, you can give us a call, 605-4567. Hey, when we get back, we're going to be talking about a big dinner that's coming up this Saturday.
Fox Business Network, U.S. government debt continues to be the haven of choice for investors, with the yield on the benchmark 10-year note touching an all-time low of 1.4%. Today's flight to safety is driven by the growing realization among some that Spain may require a full bailout and renewed worries that Greece will exit the eurozone. At the same time, investors are fleeing Spanish debt, sending the yield on Spain's 10-year bond surging to a record high of 7.57%. Those concerns from across the pond are also taking a toll on Wall Street. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is down more than 200 points. But in a sea of red, there is some green. Shares of Canadian company Nexen are soaring on news of a buyout. China's top offshore oil producer, CNOOC, is buying Nexen for roughly $15.1 billion in cash. Nexen is Canada's sixth largest independent energy company. The deal is expected to close in the fourth quarter. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Americans are talking about energy.
They know we need energy from all sources.
To put Americans back to work.
And keep our nation secure.
Developing domestic energy.
American oil and natural gas.
Advanced technologies are making it possible.
Protecting the environment.
The new era of energy security.
Americans are becoming energy voters.
They're voting to re-energize America.
They're voting for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Brought to you by the American Petroleum Institute.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, four blankets, two tube tents, first aid kits, food for two people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Good morning. Welcome to KCNR 1460. How are you this Monday morning, 7? Oh, my gosh. When I say 7:34, the date on your check when you send it out today, it's the 23rd of July. And welcome here. It's going to be a hot day today with the temperatures climbing to around 100. Clear tonight with temperatures around 65. Tomorrow we'll have about 99. Mostly clear tomorrow night with 63. And the weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
And so we'll finish one of our favorite places. Great food, great ambiance. Gosh, music, the whole shooting match up there. 474-5546. Julie Clausen has joined us.
Good morning, Julie.
And we're going to be talking about this great dinner on Saturday, the Veterans Advocate of the Year Awards Banquet.
Right. It's going to be July 28th. And, of course, this is tell us, you know, you are so involved, Julie. You're very much on the forefront. And you were actually what would we call the Advocate of the Year last year? What was the title that you won this award?
It was the Veterans Advocate of the Year Individual Award that I received last year.
Well, congratulations. Thanks. And it couldn't have gone to somebody who was more caring and involved in the veterans community here and all the hard work that you do. Talk to us about the dinner and where we're going with this.
Okay, well, so the dinner is, the social hour is from 5 to 6. Dinner in the program starts at 6 o'clock, and that'll be at the Veterans Hall here on Yuba Street in Reading. Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council, CVAC, has put this dinner on, and recognized people for their advocacy for veterans and the community, for over 22 years now. So we have a pretty good history of having this event and recognizing people that, kind of stand out. You know, maybe not necessarily are, you know, waving their hand saying, look at me, this is what I'm doing. But those people that kind of quietly go about the business of just serving veterans and serving the community.
Like you.
Thanks.
Julie, you're very quiet and you work behind the scenes, and you get things done. So you were perfect.
But, you know, next to you two, I feel like I'm probably one of the laziest people in Shasta County.
Christmas for the troops, I know how hard you worked in, you know.
Making
of course,
happen.
Charlie had to go take off, and she was on assignment, and you came in and just boots to the ground, man. So we've watched you every time we go to any kind of veteran event. There, Julie Clausen's face pops around the corner, and you're either serving, mopping, washing, clicking, greeting, you name it, what it takes to put on an event, you are there. You're one of these people who shows up. It's really important to have a willing person to do things. And I think it was very appropriate last year for you to win this award. So now we move forward to this year, and it's going to be July 28th.
July 28th, the Saturday. Our nominees for the individual award are Tom Johnson, who's been commander of the Leo P. Simon AmVents Post, as well as the CFO, excuse me, of the Honor Flight.
Tom and his bride,
Debbie,
are so big into this Honor Flight, taking World War II veterans back to Washington, D.C.
Exactly.
And not even talking about them. You know, we went to another event where he won all these great items that were being raffled.
Mm-hmm.
That's because Tom put in like $1,000 worth of raffle tickets. You know,
and that was the Boondocker Ball.
That was the Boondocker Ball. I'm going, how come, Tom? You're, he says, you don't even know one anymore. Don't even want to know how much this 22 rifle cost me on this. But I mean, but that's quietly he does things.
He does.
You wouldn't have known anything.
And these are a good example of a couple that, you know, are absolutely amazing. And it was kind of funny because last year's Boondocker Ball, when they put the little keys to the gun lock on the bottles of wine, well, this one fellow just kept outbidding me. And I finally got to, I think it was the fourth or fifth bottle, and was like, doggone it, I'm going to get this bottle of wine. And it was between Tom and I. Finally, he just kind of conceded it, gave it to me. And it ended up being the key that opened the lock to the .45.
Hey, Tom, how does that make you feel? So you only went home with 12 guns that night.
He was okay.
He said I could have custody and for a while of his gun. So they're great people.
Okay,
absolutely wonderful.
Okay, now,
Frank Rose.
Frank Rose
is amazing.
He's a little gnome of a man, a leprechaun, except I don't think Italians are leprechauns, but that's kind of where
Frank is. Yeah, he's the garden gnome you want to take home.
He does. He's taking photos of everything.
You know what? But I love this man. He is everywhere.
Is wonderful.
Yeah. He's taking photographs. He's photo documenting, and not just for veterans events, but for, you know, events all over the place. You know, he was up at Camp for Life.
He has the heart of a hero.
He does.
And
he does.
Showed
and
up
he's an Army
the
veteran.
The heart of a hero.
And the first day, the heart of a hero, and the day that we, and everything that he does.
He gave us a birthday card.
He gave us like a baby gift.
Our first gift. When we started
the
show.
That wasn't cute.
When we started the show, he says, the baby needs a gift.
He stops in. The man never stops working.
Mm-mm.
He comes in, and he's on a mission all the time to stir things up in a positive way.
Yes.
You need to know about this. You need to know about that. Here, I brought you this.
Yeah.
All of these.
So now you've gotten
people.
Two. Okay,
yes.
who's the rest
okay,
of
them? Okay, so for the nominations for the group award are the Cuttlefish-based submariners.
Jim Gibson and that group.
Are they?
Jack Regan.
They're
Regan?
Everywhere. Norm. I mean, they're like everywhere, and they, for instance, I'm going back to Camp for Life again here, but, you know, I didn't realize that they show up and they give certificates and they give little medals and they give hats to, and make honorary submariners of these kids. So Camp for Life was a camp, that MIAP and Walmart Heart put together for families who have children that have been diagnosed with serious illnesses. So having been up there, you know, the entire 5 days this year, I was actually quite, I think, blessed to be able to participate at that level and be there the entire time for Camp for Life. You know, of course, he's all over the place. You know, he's taking photos, he's doing this, he's doing that. You know, it was absolutely fabulous. Yeah. And then he was having to run in between that to other events that were going on in the community. So he's just crazy. Oh, I was going back. But Cuttlefish-based submariners. They are everywhere. You know,
they show up for funerals.
They show up
every
just
parade.
Say,
and they are
every funeral. There's
many
submariners
of them are in
there.
Many of them are in
the
80s.
Cemetery.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, they're amazing. But they, you know, they had given out these medals, and it was so sweet to see the families being so touched, and the kids were so excited. Absolutely thrilled to bits. And the other group award is for Northern California Veterans Cemetery Support Board. And, you know, they're all over as well. You would tend to think that, you know, mainly they're just the support board for the cemetery. But they're, you know, they do a lot
of other things, too.
They do a lot of other things.
Our guest has been Julie Clausen this morning, and we're talking about the Veterans Advocate of the Year Awards Banquet. When we come back, we have a couple of tickets to give away, and we'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Redding says, "The people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car." Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsredding.com.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again?
Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialist in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in loft heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:45 in the morning, July the 23rd. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460. Our guest, Julie Clausen, and Julie is in here talking about the Veterans Advocate of the Year Awards Banquet. It's going to be this Saturday, July 28th, and we're going to give away a couple of tickets.
Yeah, that's right. We've got two tickets to give away now. The phones are ringing. I don't know if you're psychic or whatever. Currently 80 degrees, by the way, if you're tuning in to find out. This is KCNR 1460, and we're here to give two tickets away this morning. This is for the 28th. This will be at the Veterans Hall, and the award ceremony is for Shasta County Veterans, Veterans Advocate of the Year Banquet. The first caller will get two tickets to attend that event right here on KCNR. So do call 605-4567.
And that includes dinner and dessert and just a great time to be able to see the individuals and group veterans.
And Chris McCandless will be debuting a new song.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Chris McCandless will be singing.
Rob Burrows song. Of the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center is catering. So you're going to be getting the same dinner essentially that you get at Boondocker for four times the cost, really. He really came through for us.
So yeah,
we're so blessed that, you know, we have such an abundance of riches with the veterans community.
Dinner tickets are $12 a piece if you want to go. Now, we're giving away two of them.
For free for you.
605-4567 if you want these tickets to head to the
July
28th. Veterans Advocate of the Year Awards Banquet. Julie, how can they reach you?
They can reach me by calling 241-4136, or by email. They can email me at Julie, J-U-L-I-E, dot Clausen, C-L-A-U-S-E-N, at yahoo.com.
All right. Thank you so much for being with us this morning. And, of course, we're going to make sure those tickets find a good home and people are there. And it's wonderful what you're doing with all your support. And congratulations last year for being Veterans Advocate.
Thank
perfect.
You.
Seems to be a perfect segue for you to be involved this year for the new nominees.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your time, your support, and the enthusiasm that you always bring to the table.
We just are... we're honored to be able to help, but you know, you all are carrying the load. We're just here helping around the edges.
But you're a necessary cog in that wheel.
Okay. Well, thanks very much, Julie. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with a couple more comments on things that are happening at Penn State at the level of poverty and other happy things that are going on around us right here in Northern California. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced.
but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch, causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Mega Liner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
This is Carl Bott. Join us Wednesday, July 25th for our 8 a.m. debut of our newest show, Your Medical Hour, with Dr. Payush Dhanuka. Dr. Dhanuka will address what Obamacare really means, patient-doctor relationships, newest research findings, and most importantly, you and medical treatment. The Medical Hour will be a monthly show on the fourth Wednesday of every month, right here at Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a show? Miss a lot.
You look frustrated. What's wrong?
I can't find a dress for my daughter for her graduation.
Have you been to Susie's?
Susie's?
Susie's has great party dresses, and they register your dress so...
Well, you're not going to see someone else wearing the same dress. Well, what if they don't have the right size or color?
Susie's can do anything, even special order sizes 0 to 24 and tons of colors.
Perfect. I have got to get to Susie's right now.
Wait for me.
Susie's, 1796 Turn Creek Road in the Shasta Center, next to Palm Beach Tan.
Wee doggies! Y'all come out to French Gulch on Saturday, August 25th. That means all of you.
Why?
Because it's our second annual Old West Day out here in French Gulch, and it's going to be a hot time, and it's Old Mining Town all the day long. That's why. We're starting with a pancake breakfast just after sunrise, and then the best little rootin' tootin' down home freight you ever did see, and then the stagecoach robbery at high noon.
A stagecoach? Can I ride in it?
You can ride up and down Main Street and see all that Old West stuff, like the French Gulch, Nevada gold mining demonstration. May even pan some gold for your own self.
Will there be good vittles? Singing and dancing?
There'll be more food and entertainment than you can shake a stick at.
There'll be a barbecue of chicken and ribs being cooked up by the French Gulch Hotel from 4 to 6 p.m. with the Doug Godwin Band playing. Y'all come out now, you hear? That's Saturday, August 25th. If you need further information, I reckon you could use that telephone thingy. Just turn the cranker dial 359-2078. See y'all there.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:52 in the morning, July the 23rd, another month just sliding past us, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR 1460.
Just not to depress you, but it's already 80 degrees.
80 degrees?
Yeah.
80 degrees. We talked about that.
So be hydrated, please.
Yeah, and don't leave your dogs, don't leave your kids in the car. Any of that?
Well, we had a bunch of phone calls coming in that kind of overlapped, and I think one canceled the other. We still have tickets available for this Veterans Advocate of the Year Award Bank. We want to make sure that you have it on your calendar. It is for July 28th. There are two free tickets to go to the banquet, and, of course, we know how many of you that listen to this show support our veterans. So it would be great to have you there. And, again, Julie Clausen brought this in. There are free, so please give us a call, 605-4567, and get those off to you for July 28th.
Let's go to the phones. Charles, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
How are you doing today, Charles?
Oh, I'm doing okay. Something appeared in yesterday's record searchlight. Governor Brown's supposed to be announcing Wednesday. He's going to be making his big peripheral canal announcement.
Oh. And what do you think he's going to say?
Oh, he's going to be gloating over the $23.7 billion project that's going to take water away from us. Just like the L.A. Aqueduct took water away from the Owens Valley. And turned Lake Owens into an alkali salt flat.
So what is what's the purpose of this?
Well, it's going down to destinations south of the Delta, and some of that water is even going to find its way into the L.A. Basin.
Well, you know what? They never think about us until they want something that's up here, the water.
Oh, yeah. We're gonna have our
assemblymen and senators on here soon. So is this a done deal? Are they gonna be taking water, that much water away? Tell me it's not to save smelt again.
They're gonna talk about fish, but.
Main thing is just taking the water.
At the end of the day, we're going to wind up on the losing end of the stick, and the girls gone wild and with their wet T-shirts in L.A. are going to be on the winning end of that stick.
Okay, and we can end it on that one. That was a good one. I like that. So does this mean is that then they'll have more water to water their golf courses, water their homes, water the deserts out in Palm Springs, and to make it into a good spot to build the fast train.
Meanwhile, Lake Shasta
drops.
Goes down, down, down until, I mean.
Until you can't use it anymore.
Pretty much. I mean, this is one piece in that puzzle, and
according to
yesterday's Record Searchlight, they're going to be making the announcement Wednesday.
Okay. All right, Charles. Thanks a lot.
All right.
More good news on a Monday. All right. Thanks, Charles. Uh-huh. Okay. Other things that we have. You know what? The canal. He's right. You know, just when you think things can't get any worse, after the death train to nowhere.
Well, for some.
Yeah.
It's the death of the other projects.
Okay. Let me see. How about this? Let's talk about Penn State in the last couple of minutes. Or do you have something to give away there? Well, let's talk Penn State. Penn State has just been hit with some of the toughest sanctions ever given to a school by the NCAA. And you can start it by seeing how bad is it going to be. Is the statue of Joe Paterno that was in front of the stadium for so many years is now gone. They took it down. The school cannot play in any type of postseason games for 4 years. They've lost scholarships. They've had people that are on the team with scholarships playing football. They don't have to play football, and they can keep their scholarships. Students that transfer to other schools that usually have to sit out a year can play immediately. So, in other words, you know, if somebody transferred to another college or university and, you know, to play a sport there, in this case football, they'd have to sit out a year. They'd miss a year because, you know, it was just to say you can't just, you know, make these things, these changes as whims. But from Penn State, they can go to any university and then play that year. So I imagine they're going to be losing some players. What else? Oh, they have to pay a $60 million fine, which goes into programs for abused children, sexually abused children. And the list goes on and on and on, but they have just hammered the program. They've got a startup. They're going to have an appointed overseer of their programs to make sure that, you know, nothing like this happens again.
I think this is a move. It's a direction that has never quite visibly shaken our country. With an institution like Penn State to actually be an example of don't look the other way. And there are, obviously it's not one person, it was several people who looked the other way. So I think that this is going to just open up a hill of beans, actually, in a positive way. Or open up what? And he's always looking at me like, you know what it's like to just have somebody look, and you're like, what did I say? What did I do?
I looked at you.
Because I said, open up a hill of beans. It's going to be a hill of beans. How's that?
That
are going to just come tumbling down.
I was thinking about your Lindaism there.
Okay.
Hill of beans. I'm thinking, where have I heard that one before?
So anyway.
That's what I was looking at.
Absolutely. So what's going to happen here is that you're going to have a lot of institutions
that are going to bring to the light some situations that have been disgraceful. I think that's what this is opened the door for that.
Well, I think the big thing is it says that if you're going to not take action when something like this is reported due to friendship or for whatever reason you think, oh, I passed it up the line, but yet nothing was done, then you know what? You're no longer clean. You should have never been clean. And I hate it because Joe Paterno was always kind of like the epitome of a football coach. I never went to Penn State or anything like that, but he said, you know, he wanted his people to graduate. But he let something like this happen, along with everybody else in that chain of command, and it has such a tremendous impact on children. We'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to KCNR. Shouts to Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony.
Penn State will rebuild an athletic culture that went horribly awry.
But before Penn State rebuilds, the head of the NCAA is punishing the football program for its child molestation scandal. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley has more live.
Penn State will pay out a $60 million fine, which will be used in a nationwide endowment for child sex abuse victims. The football team will be barred from postseason play for the next 4 years, including bowl games. NCAA President Mark Emmert announcing the penalties.
The NCAA vacates all wins of the Penn State football team from 1998 to 2011, and the records will reflect these changes.
Penn State's President Rodney Erickson released a statement accepting the fines and corrective actions, saying our hearts and prayers remain with the child victims of Jerry Sandusky. Dave?
According to vacated wins have cost late coach Joe Paterno his all-time college record. FoxNewsRadio.com has the complete list of the Penn State sanctions.
I don't think he's hurting yet, and I think he needs to.
That's Michaela Hicks, still has a bullet lodged in her face among the 58 wounded in the Colorado movie theater rampage that left a dozen people killed. Now, the suspect goes to court this hour. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso is there, live outside.
James Holmes has been held in solitary confinement since his arrest Friday, and he'll soon be led in shackles via an underground tunnel to courtroom 201 here at the Arapaho County Justice Center, where he'll be told his rights in what's expected to be a brief appearance. Police tell us the 24-year-old lone suspect refuses to talk about what prompted one of the worst mass shootings in U.S. history. Prosecutors, meantime, tell us they're also considering pursuing the death penalty. Dave?
Jeff, President Obama met with victims' families yesterday. Today, he's back out campaigning at the VFW convention in Nevada. Mitt Romney's campaigning in California. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-932-3468. That's 1-800-932-3468. 1-800-932-3468.
This has been the deadliest day in Iraq all year. More than 100 people killed in a series of shootings and bombings in at least a dozen cities in that country. Syria admits it has chemical weapons, but insists it will only use them in case of foreign attack. Fox News Radio's Emily Withers live in Jerusalem.
It'll be a relief to the authorities here in Israel that the regime is still in control of their weapons.
All the stocks of these weapons that the Syrian Arab Republic possess are monitored and guarded by the Syrian army.
But leaders here have been discussing with two visiting U.S. officials what happens when the government collapses. The fear is that those weapons might fall into the hands of Islamist militants. Meanwhile, as the rebels' battle with government forces moves to Syria's largest city, Aleppo, Iraq says it's opening its border to refugees. Dave?
Emily, the FBI wants to find a person seen paddle boating on Myers Lake in Iowa July 13th. about the time two little girls went missing. That paddle boater is not considered a suspect, though. Investigators believe the cousins, 10 and 8, were abducted and are still alive. A Kentucky teenager who was raped is now being punished for what she did in retaliation.
Savannah Dietrich passed out after drinking at a party and was sexually assaulted by two boys she knew. The two have reached a plea deal, but Dietrich tells a Louisville newspaper that it's too lenient, so the 17-year-old has tweeted their names. The boys' attorneys have asked the judge to hold Dietrich in contempt for violating the confidentiality of a juvenile hearing and the judge's order not to talk about it. The teenager says she refuses to protect anyone who made her life a living hell. She says the boys assaulted her, took pictures, and shared them with other people. Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
A former head Mouseketeer has died.
M-I-C-K-E-Y.
Jenny Tyler hosted new segments of Disney's Mickey Mouse Club when it was repackaged for syndication in 1963. She was also a voice in movies and cartoons. Jenny Tyler died in Washington of natural causes. She was 86. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott here, 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR 1460. Of course, in there is Sharon and John.
Hugging
on each other in the chat room.
Monday morning.
July 23rd. And what's the weather? What's the weather going to be?
Well, it's currently 82 degrees. The temperatures are heating up rather quickly. And it's going to be hot today with temperatures around 100 degrees. Clear tonight with temperatures around 65. Tuesday's around 99. Mostly clear on Tuesday night with 63. Looks like we're about 96, 95. Throughout the week, weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Of course, they always have fabulous weekend music on the weekends. Mark your calendar for August 11th. Okay, I'm going to be out there with my trio and Rick Hill. It's going to be a sold out night. It'll be a fun night. So let's go to. Should we go to?
Let's go to Wells Fargo first.
Wells Fargo. Let's go. Our market minute.
Yeah, Josh.
Are we still
Wiley.
Red? Are we still across the board?
Are the screens red?
We are still red across the board. Unfortunately, due to uncertainties over stability in the EU. Were heightened after the German vice chancellor voiced skepticism over Greece's ability to meet its bailout commitments. We are off the lows, though, this morning. The Dow's down 133 points at 12,689, while the Nasdaq's down 54 at 2,871, and the S&P 500's down 18 at 1,344. Oil is down $2.96. It's at $88.87 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.5%. Gold's down $8.10 this morning at $1,574, while silver's down 32 cents at $26.98 an ounce. Some more actively traded stocks, McDonald's is down $2.20 at $89.39, Pfizer's down a quarter at $23.47, and Microsoft's down a buck at $29.12. That's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Josh. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 in the morning. And head on down to Park Marina Drive and talk to Josh and his associates down there, Kathy and Chris and Susan. Find out what's going on. I tell you what, it is a minefield out in the investment world. You need to talk to somebody or have a guide to help you through that minefield. And head on down to Wells Fargo Advisors. All right, let's go to Elizabeth. Good morning, Elizabeth. It must
morning.
Be Monday.
Good morning. How are you today?
We're great. We loved your show on Sunday.
Great. Thank you. Well, I just wanted to call and let everybody know what we're doing at the Reading Tea Party tonight. We meet at 6 o'clock at 2570 South Bonneview Road. And tonight we're going to have the folks that got the initiative on the November ballot for folks for voters to vote on to have our foods in the state of California labeled.
Yeah, the genetically modified.
Right. Yeah, so they're going to come tonight and they're going to tell us how they managed to get all the signatures to get that initiative on the ballot, and they're going to explain what the initiative does and what it does not do. So it's going to be a great educational opportunity if you're concerned at all about your food and where it comes from and what's in it.
Well,
you know, we're having on our show the following, a week from today, the gentleman that is from Weston, who was at the Weston Price meeting of 100 and something people, as big as we've ever seen it, who is such an advocate of raw milk. From Fresno, and the battles that people that produce raw milk right here in California is lucky because they haven't, believe it or not, they have an advocate of for raw milk in Governor Brown, who literally said, back off from the attacks on these guys, and of course they did. So we're going to have him on a week from today, in fact.
Yeah,
so,
the whole raw milk issue is an interesting one because we haven't always had pasteurized milk.
Right.
And I guess there's a lot of medical advantages. I mean, people clear up a lot of serious allergies.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, it's really an interesting issue. If no one has ever looked into that, they should Google it or go to YouTube and pull up some videos. It's fascinating.
Well, your Tea Party meetings on Monday nights are always informative.
Yes,
and
they are.
It's great to just meet people and see other people who are like-minded and we're all about
learning
and showing up and making changes in our government, in our
That's
society.
Right. That's
well,
right.
Well, you know, and so just in the future, when I'm going to be a speaker there.
Yes.
Call me the day before.
I knew when I called you last Monday, you're like, uh-oh.
I thought, I remember saying yes, but it was a couple of weeks beforehand, and I was just, you know, I was wandering.
But you
were
Johnny on the spot. You're quick on your feet, and you did, and you did an awesome job. You've become a very good public speaker.
Didn't he?
Well, thank you. It's just about the good things that are happening in our state.
They're great.
They are the good things. There are a lot of good things.
There
happening.
Really are.
Right.
And sometimes we forget. We need someone to kind of point us in that direction. So we hope to see you tonight at the Destiny Fellowship Church.
Yeah, I think people need to go out and find out what the genetically modified organisms are. I mean, people can't...
It's a big deal.
People can't call me a wide-eyed environmentalist. I mean, I'm an environmentalist in my own way. But I think people need to know is that, you know, when things are added to your food, at least you should be able to know if you're eating something that's been modified.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
I mean, they're taking away your choice.
And that's the part about freedom, having the choice.
That's right.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Elizabeth. Have a great time
tonight.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
You too. Bye-bye. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about Aurora, Colorado for a while. And the call for more restrictions on gun and ammo sales. And what do you think about that? Isn't it time to maybe start restricting weapons from crazy people?
When the stakes are high, have the cards in your hand. Wind River Casino's River's Edge Poker Room is a cut above the rest, with you, the player, in mind. Try your hand at a variety of games. 3-6 Limit Texas Hold'em, 3-5 Known Limit Texas Hold'em, or just a few to name. Mini Bad Beats, Progressive Quads, Progressive Straight Flushes. You can bet on this. A $2 poker rake only at the River's Edge. Check out our daily tournaments, including our $1,000 guaranteed Omaha High-Low on Thursdays. Action starts at 6. For all you early riser poker players, get in on the action Monday through Thursday for the River's Edge Early Bird Special. Starts at 10 a.m. First agent players get a meal deal. Every day from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., get a chance to play the Plinko game board for instant prizes. $25 add-on, $50 splash the pot. Double prize, aces cracked for $25 and more. Plus, earn entries to win a gas barbecue grill. Giveaway on Wednesday, August 29th. Don't forget our $2 poker rake, best in town. For more information, log on to WindRiver.com. Check us out on Facebook or visit the River's Edge.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Redding says, "The people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car." Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsredding.com.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hello, this is Mark with SuperClean. Is your wood, deck, or fence looking old and gray and showing its age? SuperClean's special three-step process will restore sun and weather-damaged fences and decks, making them look new again. Ask us about our new stain options, giving you a variety of beautiful wood finishes. Go to supercleanroof.com and view several of our amazing wood transformations. Then call us for a free estimate at 339-5882. That's 339-5882.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me Thursday nights right here on KCNR 1464 on the spot with Linda Bott. We're going to find out what's hot, what's not. We're going to talk about fun, film, fashion, frivolity. Brought to you by Dandelion, Mount Shasta Mall, Susie's, Crackmaster, and Wild Iris. See you Thursday, 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 8:15 in the morning here on July the 23rd, 82 degrees and getting hotter. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, and Ram dealership. Local, okay? Local. That means your neighbors are making deals for you and with you to buy that new or previously owned vehicle. Cars, trucks, SUVs to fit everybody's need. And the best part is they take great care of the vehicles after you buy them. Their service department is second to none. Give them a call at 223-2177 or stop by 555 Cypress Avenue here in Redding. Hey, our guest tomorrow, Sheriff Tom Basinko and Redding Police Chief Rob Poletti. You've been seeing in the paper, words going back and forth between them in the paper, supposedly. Anyway, a tempest in a teapot? Yes. Does it sell papers? Yes. Chief Rob Poletti, and Sheriff Tom Basinko being on our show together? Good idea? Yes. So they're going to come on and talk about realignment, what they're doing. Also, Tom Basinko is getting ready to make an announcement today, and at 9 o'clock is that the jail, the third floor of the jail, portions of it will probably open. So he's going to give a
formal announcement
on this. And I'm, you know, the press releases have gone out and everything. So with the details. But he'll have the details. This is what we're seeing.
He has to wait till 9 o'clock.
Well, 9 o'clock is when they're having the press conference.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, let's talk. In fact, when we're talking about crime and everything, we're talking about things that have happened. The terrible tragedy at Aurora, Colorado. And it's not the first tragedy they've had. They had Columbine, where they had two students go in and also kill a number of people. We've had instances you've seen over in, I think it was in Norway. Was it Norway? Or
Norway.
When the guy went on the island and killed 90 people. And then you had, of course, the Virginia Tech massacre. I mean, it's you know what, you can name them like this. So, you know, is there a call to limit weapons? How do you live? Is it time for stricter gun control regulations in our nation? Mayor Bloomberg says it is. Mayor Bloomberg, who is against people having weapons at all.
And large amounts of Pepsi.
And he somehow equates that together. But that kind of tells you. Is it time to take a look at who gets weapons? How do they get weapons? How do they get the ammunition? Is it a time now to make it harder to get a weapon? Is it time to say, okay, you're going to have to go through a battery of tests here before we sell you a weapon?
According to the stuff that I read about this guy, he got most of his stuff online. I don't know how much of it was in the black market, but they'll always, let's just face facts, there's always going to be a black market for everything, supply and demand. One of the reasons that we liked watching preppers is that, you know, this guy, there are people who are preppers that aren't going to go out and do a massacre and do such harm, but they're collecting ammunition and they're collecting for what they feel like is their survival. So the internet company where it supposedly he got thousands of rounds through an internet company. I mean,
why doesn't he have the right to do that?
Henry, good morning.
Good morning.
Does he have the right to do that?
Well, let me put it this way. To answer your first question, no. Secondly, on that massacre they had back there, I've got some probably unpopular opinions about that, but let me express them anyway. Now, it's an idiot that walks into a firefight unarmed. But when he stopped to reload, those people had 3 to 5 seconds to take him down, and nobody did it. Now, that's my first question. So part of that could have been stopped. Secondly, if they were in a situation like that and everybody had a carry permit, he wouldn't have done it in the first place. You know, I think we're approaching this the wrong way. I think we ought to give people more guns, and you'd have less crime. And an example of that was back in Georgia about 20 years ago. There was a relatively small town back there that had an excessive amount of break-ins. Those people, the city council, passed a law that said everybody had to be armed in the house. And believe it or not, their crime rate dropped to zero. Now, you have a comment on that?
Well, I think that an armed society is a polite society. That, you know, but I don't know about the statistics. I remember that the guy did it because back when they said everybody had to carry a gun, it was kind of in a protest because, you know, they're making so many cities saying you couldn't have a weapon. So this little town said, well, in our town, you have to have one. But,
well, and I agree with you, but the fact remains that the crime rate dropped to nothing there. Or at least the break-in crime, right? Uh-huh.
Well, that makes a lot of sense, Henry, but I'll tell you that we went to go see The Dark Knight last night, or yesterday afternoon. And both of us, I said to Carl, because it's almost like going to Disneyland, you're in a fantasy mode when you're watching a movie. And if a guy came in and started throwing smoke bombs, I can see where it's like, first of all, you think it's part of, oh, wow, this is cool. They've stepped it up. This is part of the movie. You don't think of a terrorist coming in to the movie theater and throwing a bomb and guns. You're thinking, oh, we're play acting here. Wow, this is a trip. And, I mean, just to get your wrap your senses around it, I was putting myself in the situation like we were looking around. You know, like every time somebody has something in their hands, we're looking around, thinking, okay, what must have this been like, right? It was only just fresh 2 days ago. And then how fast would you think of diving? Because our society isn't used to that. So, of course, if you're prepared and you go through survival classes and you take any kinds of gun classes or arm classes, you think on those terms. But if you've never done anything like that, it is not your first instinct to dive.
Well, we can't run like a bunch of scared rabbits, and there had to be some ex-military in there that was trained.
Well, there were military there, but, you know, in the middle of that, you know, Henry, got to run. We got to take a break here.
Thank you for your call.
We'll address that, too, also, when we get back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, people are calling. We'll get right to your phone calls.
Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Lake Boulevard across from Rayleigh's and on Locust Street off of Park Marina Drive. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Did you know that 45 million Americans suffer from chronic daily headaches and related pain? Many more suffer from back, knee, shoulder, and other joint pains, and if left untreated, they can often become much bigger problems, even life-threatening ones. The truth is, there is a solution for a vast majority of pain sufferers, and it comes in the form of free information. I'm Dr. Todd Royce of Chiropractic First. You may have heard my radio show on this station, and I would like to offer you this solution totally risk-free. Just call 243-0889 and ask for a copy of my free exclusive report, The Top 5 Most Dangerous Trends Preventing Health and Happiness and What to Do About Them. The information in this report is based on over $8 million in research and has helped thousands in the North State lead healthier, pain-free lives. When you do, you'll have the opportunity to attend our free, no-obligation live seminar covering these topics that more than likely are affecting you and your family today. Call 243-0889, that's 243-0889, and remember, it's risk-free.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air, over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl on the bot. 8:25 in the morning, July the 23rd. 82 degrees out there. And this portion of the show is brought to you by the guys that can do something about that. Your house a little warm, things are heating up in there because your air conditioner hasn't been serviced. Well, you can talk to Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642. Go to the website, homecomfort.org, but I tell you, they've come over to our place and done great work. Alliance Heating and Air services and repairs all makes and models. They believe old-fashioned values of doing quality work doesn't have to cost more. Do it right, stand by it, and the customers will see the value. They can extend the life of your air conditioning system just by coming out and servicing it. Or if it's not working right, have them come out and take a look. Alliance Heating and Air. These guys are great. 221-2642. Let's go to the phones. Jay, good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Welcome. You're on the live.
Hold on. Let me try the
other switch. Jay, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you today?
We have two switches here. We're at a 50% chance of getting it right. Okay.
That sounds like the story of my life, my friend.
What's on your mind this morning, Jay?
You know, usually I'd be cracking a joke right now, but Aurora is not one of those things. You know, I will not tolerate people to criticize innocent victims of a horrible act. But you do need to ask the question, what does it say about our culture that seems that there was plenty of coverage of what happened on people's cell phones, but that nobody rushed them, or at least not enough of them, to stop them? I mean, we had a vigorous debate in my household over the weekend in between the two camps of rush them or run from them. And it was just, the whole thing, an awful experience. But I guess it just really tells us that we need to really get in our minds this kind of training that you were talking about earlier, so that when something does happen, we know what to do. We don't have to think about it. We just will react.
Well, you know, you've heard of this, fight or flight. Now, most people will have a tendency when something like this, explosions going off and shooting and all this, will try to get away from it. They are just try to get away. And in a combat situation, you'll see in many cases, and it's recorded, is that in heavy combat, everybody's pinned down, and it's, you know, the last thing you want to do is to move. There's always one or two or three to start moving. And once they start, others will follow.
Well, but
what I'm getting at, though, is it takes the one person to turn, to take a look at this guy, to maintain their self-control and their self-awareness so that when he does start to lock and load again or reload, that they make a rush at him. But...
Well, the part that I find disconcerting is people found the time to get out their cell phones.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. No, and you're right, and they're calling. You know, I asked after the Virginia Tech, and I think I've talked about this before, but the Virginia Tech massacre when he killed so many people, is how that could happen. I talked to a bunch of Marines about this, and one Marine said, he was a tough little guy, said, you know, sir, since since kindergarten, we're taught not to be aggressive with people. We're taught not to be aggressive. Anyway, thanks, Jay. Thanks, Jay, for your comment.
Have a wonderful day.
All right,
guys.
Jay.
You too.
Let's go to the phones real fast. Bill, what's on your
good
mind?
Good morning.
Good morning. Go ahead, shoot.
Turn. Oh, okay. The question I had to ask is, what do you, this guy that did the shooting back there in Colorado supposedly worked at McDonald's or somewhere like that, but that rifle he used was a Smith & Wesson, excuse me, that assault rifle, and I'm wondering where he got the money to buy all that ammunition and that expensive rifle. That rifle's over $1,000, I know, and I'm just curious, wonder where this guy got the money for all the explosives and stuff.
Well, he was a, I don't know, you know, McDonald's, because you work at McDonald's doesn't mean you don't have, you know, money. Maybe he's got money from home. Maybe he had other jobs. You know, his thing's been going on for months. So he had time to plan it and to buy all the equipment. And, I mean, the guy was a very bright person, from what I understand. You know, he was one of the six people out of the whole university that was getting a special medical research grant. So
as well as he had credit cards. And it should be interesting as things unfold here to find out how much he's charged through, you know, maybe at a $10,000 line. And
is it possible that he could order all that explosives through the mail?
It depends. I haven't seen what kind of explosives it is. So it could be homemade stuff, too. I mean, explosives are not hard to make. Hey, we got to take a break here, Bill. Thanks a lot for your phone call.
Thank you, Linda.
You bet. We'll be right back after the business news.
Fox News Radio, I'm Kirsten McNary. Suspected of killing 12 people in an Aurora, Colorado movie theater, James Holmes is about to make his first court appearance.
Holmes will appear before Judge William Sylvester. He'll just be advised of his rights. This is something that could take 5 minutes or even less, and then that could be it. There could be a reading of the charges. Otherwise, the government has about 72 hours to file formal charges.
Fox's Alicia Acuna outside the courthouse. Harsh punishment for Penn State's football program.
The NCAA is imposing a fine of $60 million on the university, with the funds to be used to establish an endowment to support programs around the nation that serve the victims of child sexual abuse.
NCAA President Mark Emmert, the Big Ten Conference also donating Penn's $13 million share of bowl game revenue to charity. The sanctions include a four-year bowl ban. Fox News, we report, you decide.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Redding says, "The people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car." Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsredding.com.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Wow, Sugar Bear. I guess people really are excited for Clobster Fest at Black Bear Diner.
Can't say I blame them, can you?
Nope, not when they can have delicious one-of-a-kind dishes, like creamy macaroni and cheese topped with garlic butter sautéed lobster sensations. Or how about our lobster eggs Benedict with fresh asparagus? We're going to serve that all day long.
Well, don't forget our lobster chop salad with bacon ranch dressing and the very best thing that's ever been placed on a tortilla, spicy lobster tacos.
Righto. And starting at just $9.99, I guess we're going to have a big crowd on our hands, Sugar.
Lobster Fest!
Well, better open the door. Give me the key.
I don't have the key. I thought you had it.
What? I don't have the key. You always are the one that...
Lobster Fest, a unique seafood experience for a limited time only at Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with the hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:35 in the morning. And July the 23rd, 82 degrees, and the weather is just going to get hotter and hotter today, isn't it?
Currently 82 degrees, actually, and climbing. Looks like we're going to have temperatures around 100 degrees today. Clear tonight with temperatures around 65. Hot again tomorrow, all weekend, until Thursday, where it actually goes to 95 and sunny. But this is what we're looking forward to for the week here. Let's go to the phones this morning. John, welcome to the program.
Good morning, John. Linda Bott. How are you this morning?
Thank you. We're doing great, and thank you for sitting in on Friday.
Oh, it was definitely our pleasure to be there, and, you know, so many things happened, and it changed the whole thing. We were looking forward to kind of a fun day, and it turned out to be anything but.
Why?
Yeah.
It's hard to deal with the murders, and we were both very pleased at the end of the show that we got the notification that the woman who was attacked on the bridge's attackers were caught and incarcerated.
Yeah, that was that whole thing stunk from the beginning, where one woman gets beat up so bad and the other one just kind of stands there.
Yeah.
As it turns out that I think there were even hints right then that there was some stuff going on. But anyway, what'd you call about?
Well, basically I called about motivation. There has not been one word of indication that anybody has heard any commentary or statements from James Holmes, the shooter in Colorado, about what his purpose was in doing this. And, I mean, everybody can just write it off and say there's no purpose, he's just crazy. But every time one of these things takes place, there is some motivation behind it, whether it's kids who had been bullied and attacked or whether it was somebody with a beef about something or another. There's a motivation or a reason. And this guy, from all appearances, prior to this act, was a somewhat normal human being. As a matter of fact, he was working in a graduate program on mental health, of all things.
And, you know, John, I see what you're saying. Linda, we were just watching him in court. Linda,
he's live right now, if you go online. Because you guys are in the chat room anyway, he's live and it's talking about, he shows his picture, not that you want to see him, but he's in court. And then
sprayed his hair red.
The DA says decision will be made with input of families about whether he's going to get the death penalty or not.
If he's found guilty.
Right. This is live out of Colorado, breaking news.
One of the things, John, you just said, though, you know, there must be a reason, and, you know, look for this. I hope you weren't going into, gosh, this poor guy.
No, not at all.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, where I was going was 2 months ago, this guy was scheduled to give a discussion on the tiniest bits of genetic material can signal psychiatric and neurological disorders. And, you know, again, it comes down to is this the horse before the cart or after the fact situation? I can't help but think that if he was doing experimentation in genetic material alteration of psychiatric and neurological balances, whether he used himself as a subject.
Huh.
Just a thought. I mean,
was he trying to make himself invisible?
Who knows? Who knows what he was
trying
to do?
Well, you know what? Comes out dressed with his hair sprayed red and it's all fluffed up. And is it coming in? And he said he was the Joker. I think, was that one of the comments he made?
Yes.
You know, from another Batman movie. Now, this guy could be as crazy as a
loon.
A loon.
Absolutely.
And, you know, that's been building up. But this guy is also just one of six people in the University of Colorado that won this prestigious grant.
Absolutely.
From the Medical Association for research.
That's what leads me to the conclusion, well, Carl, that he could have possibly been experimenting with himself on this thing.
Well, I tell you what, you know, we're not going to know for a while. I don't know if we'll ever know. But I know one thing is that, you know, we talk about people and say, why didn't people rush him and all this? Is that there were many heroes that day. There were stories of two guys, they were there with their girlfriend, one girlfriend, the other guy, and there's two guys, and one of them had his girlfriend there. When they started shooting, they threw her on the ground and covered her with their bodies. One of them was killed, shot three times, and the girl was wounded, but she lived. People that were trying to help other people there. Now, it wasn't just everybody running away, and then you have to ask yourself, you know, gosh, if, you know, why couldn't they have done something? But
well,
I tell you what,
unique.
when there's rounds cracking off and
right.
you're not trained, the only thing you really want to do is get away.
I guarantee you, even if you are trained, you're never in the mindset of running at a firing weapon.
That's not true.
That was your intention, to run at a gun that's being fired?
Well, it depends on what the situation was. We had people that did it. I mean, they get up and they go after the threat because that's the way to do it. When you're breaking a close ambush, you turn your face into it and you assault.
There's nothing better, no better defense than a strong offense, and I agree with that concept. And I've met many people who, in combat situations, had to do that, and they've all said to me the same thing. I didn't even know what I was doing.
Well,
I just did it.
I disagree with that, too. I know people that did it. They started it, but the point is that they never thought about coming out dead or alive.
Right.
It was just they did it. So, but to do that, it takes a lot of training, and it takes being aware of where you are. And when something like this happens, and with something like this in a crowded, dark theater and explosions and smoke and gas and shooting, I can understand that. There's other places in that have been shootings where people just literally stood there while they came up and were executed. Those I don't understand.
We like to watch The Big Bang Theory. And, you know, The Big Bang
too.
Theory, they're comic book guys. So you think about Batman and the series or Spider-Man and the series. Yeah, there's some darkness to it. But you don't think about people getting killed. You're in
no,
a fantasy land. It's like going on the Pirates of Caribbean and somebody all of a sudden opening their guns and you're like, what? That's where the mindset, I'm sure, was like, this isn't... How do you get yourself around that in a matter of 6 or 7 seconds?
I don't think you can find reality.
Yeah, that's the bottom line.
In that situation, because you're in a house of unreality to begin with. That's what movies are. They're an escape
and
from reality.
When we talk about military attacking, you're in that reality. That's your reality. That's
what
you're
real.
You're primed to do. But Linda, that's really right. And you know, I think we're all saying about the same thing. He came in. He threw smoke or gas, which I guess it was gas there. Started shooting.
In the
dark. But once it started, and people realized, hey, this guy's serious. The only thing at that point, the panic. We went into the herd, trying to get out. Some people tried to protect other people and were killed. Nobody, you know, tried to carry other people out, the whole thing. But anyway,
I can't even imagine the disorientation.
I mean, you know what, just think about that in a theater. Just go in a theater and just imagine that happening. What
somebody
would you
throw a smoke grenade in there.
Or gas.
And having red hair,
or
you
gas.
Would think it was part of the props. It was like, you know, it's like they stepped
they
it
got,
up. And, yeah.
Once they got past that, though, what would you do at that point? Anyway, okay, John, thanks a lot.
Well,
we
on a different
thanks.
Note, though, Carl, you guys did good playing golf.
Well, we survived. There was no blood on the course.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
Turn around. Every now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming around.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day, and services to help you be more successful.
For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Woodland Signs has your signs. Big signs.
We do them.
Vehicle wraps.
We do them.
If it's a sign,
we do them.
Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign.
Silent Monster Truck, Reed. Could you redo that, please? Thank you.
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work done, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, and all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl to architectural, to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps, to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we're fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install it when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing for many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBot, 8:46 in the morning. You know what? That's always amazing to me. Bad Bob, this must make you crazy how Linda and I forget everything over the weekend on how to run a show. I mean, we just forget everything. It's like, oh, what's that button for?
I love you guys.
You know? Right now, she's biting me on the arm. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off Athens Avenue, head on back down there. Discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans, the best haircut you're going to get in town. Man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. And after that, you go right to Tobacco and Brew and get a coffee, right?
Absolutely. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. We always want to make sure that we let you know that our show is brought to you by these. We're very proud to have our sponsors. And Tobacco and Brew has been with us since the very beginning. Now, the Trap Pack.
We got some great things in here. Coach Bob came on and said that, you know what, to try to compare military in a combat situation and just civilians in a movie theater, dark movie theater with tear gas. If you've ever been tear gassed, as one of them says, you just want to get away. And that's true. So you have the tear gas going, you got smoke, and you got a guy shooting. The terror that must have been in that theater is, it would be hard to imagine for people who have not been in that type of situation. We talk about, it'd be great if somebody was there armed. Let's talk about that. What about if somebody, was there nobody there in the theater carrying a weapon? Now, I guess they don't. I guess there is a rule that you can't carry weapons in Cinemark.
Really?
That's somebody said that. I don't know if it's true, but the point is that
it's not a state park.
Businesses can say whether you can carry or not. The thing is, though, I don't know if that's true about if you can't carry. The thing is, though, the big point, salient point here on that is then the only person that had a gun was a bad guy. They came in there with a semi-automatic weapon and I guess a shotgun and maybe pistols. He came in with explosives and tear gas and started shooting.
It was planned.
The question is even if a person was armed and, you know, carrying a concealed weapon, could they have done anything? Would they have moved to the sound of the guns to open fire? And the question is then you get back into training, and you get back into how well is that person trained to use the weapon? Is it just going to be something like they don't even think about it? Because of all that's going on, rounds are cracking off, people are screaming, you can't see because of the, you know, because it's dark and there's smoking and there's tear gas. Would you have just tried to get out? Would you have drawn your weapon to protect your loved one that was there and put them down on the floor and just stood there like Horatio at the gate, says, if he comes up here, I'm going to start shooting? Or would you have gone to where the man was and engaged him?
How do you know in a moment of fear, especially if you've never been around anything like that? You've been around that. Most of the people seeing Batman, I'm sure, except for maybe the guy in the Navy. I don't know. It's about survival. Get out. Get out.
And, well, you know what? Here's the comments coming in from the chat room. Of course, on Gun Talk, we got Gun Talk and on Sunday with
Tom Grisham.
Yeah, Tom Grisham. And he's talking about, Ted Nugent called in on that and talked about that, about the theater not allowing weapons inside the theater. And this is the premise, and this is the fallacy of trying to keep people safe, my friends, is this. If I tell Bob, you can't carry a weapon in here, Bob doesn't carry a weapon because I'm the boss. I tell everybody else, no weapons in this studio, no weapons in this office. At that point, if somebody walks in with a weapon, they now make the rules. And if they make, and then when they start making the rules, it could be different than our rules that we have, which is why we don't have that rule here at KCNR.
Yeah,
in fact, we pretty much insist everybody be festooned with weapons.
Well, we want people to be educated.
We want people to be educated, yeah. But we go back to this is, when you tell law-abiding citizens you can't carry a gun, the vast majority of them don't. The ones who are like this guy, the ones who are gang members, the ones who are thugs, the ones who are criminals, they don't care. They don't care. Oh, it's illegal for me to have a gun. Ha, 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 ha.
Well, when it's concealed, and this is what we're talking about, concealed carry, is that we don't know when you're walking down the street if you're carrying or not. And so I, you know, what's wrong? Okay, I know what you're saying, but the concealed carry is, I don't know. It should be interesting to see what happens after this. It's not the guns that are the bad guys. It's the people carrying the guns that are out of order.
Because now this is, and this, you know, thank God that this is happening, that the traction, you know, they're not gaining traction. Oh, let's get rid of the weapons. Let's make it harder. Let's make it, you know, weapons are meant to kill. Weapons are a tool. A car kills probably more people. Cars kill more people a year than pistols do in the United States. Prescription drugs kill many more. You know, that's supposed to be good for you. In any case, we've got to take a break. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Are guns the problem, or is it the people that use the guns? Is the NRA controlling our whole political process? We'll be right back.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Redding says, the people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car. Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Three little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices. At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Dhanuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At Pace, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen Pace Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at Pace Cancer Center, call 247-1425.
I'm attorney Lucky Jasrani. and I help people here in the North State who are going through tough financial times and struggling with debt. Here's what a few people had to say about their experience at my law firm.
With the economy change, I lost my job and had to take a big salary cut.
I tried to work with the credit card companies, but no one seemed to care, even though I had been with them for 20 years.
If it hadn't been for Mr. Jasrani, I would have lost my car, my savings, and wages to debt collectors.
The law offices of Lucky Jasrani. We can help. Call today for a free consultation. 241-3350. That's 241-3350. We are a debt relief agency. We help people file bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
These testimonials and endorsements do not constitute a guarantee, warranty, or prediction regarding the outcome of your legal matter.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
Well, I won't.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. No, I won't. We don't back down here. There's no reason to back down. You stand up. Stand up, bad guys. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Harley Davidson, established in 1977. Second generation, Ernie and Jessica are running that, and they carry a full range of American icon motorcycles, the Harley Davidson. Not only that, but accessories, clothing, you know, different types of things you want to bolt onto your bike, plus a service department that is second to none in this town. They will take care of that bike like it was theirs. Come on down, take a look at the motorcycles they have available, or just get yours tuned up. Get it ready. You know, we got the rest of the summer to ride and well into September, October, November. Stop by 1268 Twin View Boulevard or give them a call at 241-7117. Open Tuesday to Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Redding Harley Davidson, experience the ride, live the dream. Okay. Let's move on.
Well, you know, I've just got, I have a slew of tickets I want to give away here. One, I'm just going to do this every day, but today I'm going to pull from a pile. Saturday, July 28th, give us a call here and you can get two tickets to Kill a Mockingbird. That's at the Riverfront Playhouse. Hearing wonderful accolades about this, play here and, the actors, an ensemble that is incredible, directed by Elizabeth Johnson. That's Saturday, July 28th, 7:30 p.m. That's a great Saturday night. Give us a call and you can see the show.
530-605-4567. Okay, just press conference here in a little while, a few minutes, from Sheriff Tom Basinko. And as they release it, it's going to be about the jail. I'm sure they're going to be saying they're going to be probably opening it quicker than later. The other thing tomorrow, Sheriff Tom Basinko will be on with Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti. We're going to be talking to both of our senior law enforcement officials, talking about what's going on with realignment, what's going on, you know, and also people, there's no matter what you read, there's no arguments going on here. There's no like feud going on between the sheriff's department and the police department. Not at all. And they're going to come on tomorrow and talk about what they believe that needs to be done to keep our city safe, to keep it from having the property crimes and all these types of different crimes continue to rise by 10 or 12% each time. Okay, we gave away the two tickets.
Congratulations, Judy R. I will have those under R.
Under R.
at the front door.
And not under J?
No, under 1326 Market Street, Judy R. Congratulations, you've got two tickets. Okay. We'll be giving some more away tomorrow, as well as tickets to Oklahoma and more tickets for the veterans event that's happening Saturday night.
Well, I think we've covered a whole lot of stuff today.
Well,
our thoughts and prayers go out to Aurora, Colorado.
And, you know, what happened to the students at Penn State, too?
Well, you know what? You know, you're right, because the punishment they're doing is for the future. They're punishing the future students that are coming here. What they're saying is, if you want to play football at Penn State, don't come here, because we've reduced the number of scholarships. You're not going to play in a post game, a postseason bowl game or any type of postseason games. We're basing this on the decisions made by your coach and who's no longer there, and by the administration who's no longer there, and by a guy that was just found guilty and is going to be in jail the rest of his life. So we're going to punish you people in for the future. You know, I see what they're trying to do. They're saying, look, this will not be. This will not be taken lightly. Will not be accepted. This is not acceptable at the NCAA. And if you're going to do it, if this is what's going to happen. So all of you college presidents and all you, all the, athletic departments, you better take a good look at what's going on there, and you better be protecting the people, and you better be straight. So you know what, Penn State? I think you got what you deserved.
And we pray for all the souls that have been killed in Iraq.
It was 99, and we've lost 5 more in Afghanistan over the weekend. Hey, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to Casey and our Shasta Ready. My ground.
This is a Fox News Alert. I'm Lisa Brady. A sharp contrast to the chaos at a Colorado movie theater Friday night. The accused mass murderer appearing in court for the first time moments ago.
The duty judge has made a preliminary determination of probable cause to believe you committed the offense of first-degree murder.
Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso is live at the county courthouse in Centennial, Colorado.
James Holmes, wearing a maroon jumpsuit with red hair, showed little emotion during his first court appearance here, where he was informed of his rights. And under advice from his public defender, Holmes didn't say a word. He'll head back to solitary confinement here at the Arapahoe County lockup. Formal charges will be read next Monday. Victims' family members were also here, some crying as they entered the courthouse. Prosecutors also said that they'll consult with victims' families before deciding whether to consider the death penalty in the case.
Jeff, thanks. History rewritten at Penn State. The child sex abuse scandal sending Jerry Sandusky to prison is now costing the school millions.